Hey everyone, Jay here from Project Unity, bringing you another UAP news video. The purpose of this series is to provide those who do not use multiple social media platforms with an opportunity to get the same information as those that do. The biggest story at the moment, which has caught the attention of the UFO Twitter sphere, is the debut of a brand new media platform created by journalists Lieutenant Tim McMillan, MJ Benias, and Micah Hanks, known as The Debrief. The Debrief is a platform that, in its own words, will cover science, technology, defense, and the world of tomorrow. Upon releasing the website to the public, The Debrief currently houses a number of articles covering a variety of topics, and I recommend you check out their website yourself, a link for which will be in the description box below. Next up, we have an article by one of the spearhead US defense contractors, Northrop Grumman. The article is titled Hiding in Plain Sight, The Argument for Invisible Aliens. Written by Doug Bondarud, the article addresses a variety of theories, including the possibility that alien life could exist in ways which would make it extremely difficult for us to detect, even if these life forms were within close proximity to us. One thing to make a note of regarding this article is the platform, Northrop Grumman, which, for lack of a better term, is one of the red flag contractors alongside Lockheed Martin and some others that many within the UFO community believe have accountability for the UFO portfolio and for some level of the ongoing secrecy. If you want to read this article, you can find a link for it in the description box below. And lastly, we have a recent paper published via the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies written by Frank Milburn, a strategic and operational advisor, former intelligence officer, and alumnus of Sandhurst and the London School of Economics. Frank's paper is an extensive overview of the UAP issue as it relates to science and national security. The paper includes material from Defense Department insiders, scientists, and the use of declassified material to answer questions such as, are UFOs foreign assets or an exotic US platform? What is the technology behind them? What kind of threat do they pose? What are the geostrategic implications? And why are we not being told? I have recently been in communication with Frank Milburn, and I'm hoping to have him on the channel soon for an in-depth discussion regarding his most recent work via the Basis Center, as well as a general discussion regarding the UAP issue. I would highly encourage all of you to read this most recent paper by Frank Milburn, a link for which will be in the description box below, and you can also find a summary of the paper written by Keith Basterfield via his blog, wherein he is quoted to say, "All in all, an important paper summarizing a range of subtopics in the study of UAP, especially so when you note where the paper was published and its anticipated readers. Milburn is to be congratulated for writing this paper, and the Basis Center is to be thanked for publishing the paper." Personally, I could not agree more with Keith Basterfield in regards to this paper, especially when you consider the types of individuals this will be circulated to. What the UFO-UAP issue requires is academic intrigue and an acknowledgement of an intent to study this issue by mainstream academia. Papers like this by Frank Milburn serve the purpose of pushing this information further out of the confines of just the UFO community and placing it within the realms of serious academic study. If you wish to read Frank's paper or Keith's summary, a link to both can be found in the description box below. Thank you for watching this episode of UAP News. If you've enjoyed this content, then please remember to like, subscribe, and if you want to keep up to date with new uploads, hit the notification bell too. Take care, and I'll see you next time.